What's the word on Barksdale?
We released Joe Barksdale today, you know, we've got plans in place on how we're going to replace that, but we're going to wait to make that announcement.
Excuse me. So it looks like they're getting close to getting the official referees back. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I hadn't seen or heard the report. I mean, I was been focusing on Denver, so I don't know exactly where that's at. You know, whenever they get the officials back, that'll be good.
How hard is it to part ways with the guy that you know, 6 months or so in the radio band for a year? Is it one of those things where you just, you know, where you say that, okay, it's a mover, and you know, there comes a time when we just have to move on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the way you look at it. I mean, eventually there's a point in time where, you know, you move on from everybody. You know, it's never an easy decision. There's always a lot of thought that goes into that. There's only 53 spots that we have on the active roster, and we've got to try to do whatever we can to, you know, fill those spots with the best 53 guys that we think give us a chance to win games on Sundays.
Do you think that 53rd spot will be filled by somebody in the practice squad or somebody from the outside, or could be either one?
We'll make that announcement when that time comes.
Okay. Any decision on wide receiver?
No. We brought in a practice squad wide receiver today, yes.
Any update on Darius?
He's doing good. He was here today. He's going through the protocol for NFL concussion testing, and we'll let that process play out and see when he'll be available to us.
Is he in meetings and all?
He was doing part of the testing this morning, but he's here in the building and he will be participating in meetings.
Is the neck an issue, or is it just a
concern? No, it's really mostly the concussion issue that's the biggest concern.
That saw Brandon protocol. Myers out there, he's going through jogging and stuff. Did he participate? Is he still not
cleared for any contact at all. Okay. That's just part of the protocol, is to get these guys that have concussions, get their heart rate up and see how they respond to that. And so that was part of what we did today. It's just part of the protocol.
Got a lot of production out of the tight ends so far. How important has that been to the offense? Not just Brandon.
Well, I mean, it's important that we get production out of all of our players. And obviously that's been a position that, you know, was a little bit of a question mark coming into the season. So the fact that we've gotten some production out of those guys, and all of them have had production in their own way, and they've brought different aspects to our offense. So that's been a positive.
What's the significance of the baseball bats?
Just motivational tool to try to get our guys to understand that it's going to be a tough fight, and we got to bring it for the whole time. Yeah, it's been done before.
But what's the significance of the bat?
Huh?
The significance of the bat?
It's bring the wood. Bring the wood.
Peyton Manning. He's seen him on film. Maybe not the player he was, but still an effective player, right?
You know, I'm not falling into that trap. I mean, he's Peyton Manning. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. There's absolutely no way that we're going to in any way say that he's not the same quarterback that he's been. I've watched the tape. He's still an outstanding quarterback. He's operating that offense, and I don't really see much of a drop-off of where he's been before. I think he's still an outstanding quarterback.
Ryan Mundy got fined today for that hit on Darius Hayward Bay, so it rectifies that situation or not?
Yeah, I mean, that's all. I mean, that we don't have any control over that, so we leave those matters up to the league, and they handle that.
Back to the Broncos, how drastically different is the offense from the time you were there to how it is now?
Well, there's obviously some different things. I mean, we went through two offensive phases there at the Broncos, so it's probably not too much different than when I first got there, but it's obviously a lot different than what the Broncos were running at the end of the season last year.
You just got done beating the Steelers, and the Broncos beat the Steelers. Looking at that game film and comparing what you did to what the Broncos did?
Well, we've looked at all the game films, and our deal is we're trying to make the corrections that we need to make from the past game, and try to figure out, you know, what the things that Denver – what they're going to try to do to try to exploit us. And then we're trying to figure out the things that we can do to exploit some of their weaknesses. So It's part of the chess match that you go through every week in the National Football League.
You learn more about Brandon Ross. Is he a guy you could conceivably use in defensive backfield?
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, any of those guys that are on our 53-man roster are guys that we can conceivably use. But he's going into the second week being here.
Yeah.
And so every day that he gets a chance to be sitting in the meetings, to be out on the practice field, he gets that much closer to having an opportunity to come out and play for us.
What areas do you want to see improvement from Michael? Second,
well, I think the thing that you're going to see from Michael Huff is you know, if we ask him to go back out there and play corner, he's going to be a lot more confident out there. I mean, it's the first time he ever lined up there in forever. So, you know, I'd be looking for a guy that is going to play with a little bit more confidence, and I think that'll come just by having the experience there.
Push for a starting spot this week, or is that too much too soon?
You know, I don't know. We'll see how the week plays out as far as how he practices and stuff, but you know, we're not going to rule out anything. We're going to put the best people out there that we feel like gives us a chance to be successful.
What about your new linebacker? What kind of role do you see with for him?
Well, we're going to try to get him caught up to speed as fast as we can. I wouldn't see, you know, an extended role for him, but you know, we'll initially start him out with a role on special teams, and we'll see where that develops from there.
What do you like about him?
You know, he's a big, strong, physical player. Gives us a presence on the end of the line of scrimmage as a Sam linebacker. Well, I think a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to our execution of our players on the field versus the execution of their players on the field. And, you know, we've got to do a great job of preparing for the Broncos scheme and what they try to do and attack some of their scheme things that they do.
Why have you struggled to get pass rush?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's a combination of a lot of different things. But the biggest thing, I think, is you know, some of these teams have maxed up the protection on us, you know, in our four-man rush stuff. And when they've got, you know, six and seven protectors versus four rushers, it's hard to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. There was a few times where we had a little something going in the game last week, and Roethlisberger does a great job of maneuvering in the pocket. But, you know, obviously we've got to try to do some things that get a little bit more pressure on the quarterback, because as we go throughout the season, we're going to need that. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that you look at. I mean, you're always looking at what personnel you have, and you're trying to play the strengths of your personnel and what you feel like gives you the best chance. So we're going to take all those things into account.
Having already been the defensive coordinator in Denver, Dennis, seeing what Peyton Manning does within the huddle, is there any way really to prepare for his brand of no huddle and altitude?
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to – the biggest thing is you got to practice the communication part of it. Because that's where they try to stress you the most. They try to get you where you're in a little bit of a stressful situation. You don't think quite as clearly, and they're on the line and trying to get you to show what you're going to run defensively, so he can get them in the right play. So our deal is we got to do a great job of communicating, and then we got to be patient.
In that altitude too, normally you'd substitute more, but with that no huddle, it makes it tougher.
Yeah, that's one of the things that they do with the no huddle is try not to let you substitute. But, you know, both teams got to deal with the altitude. Both teams got to deal with the pace of play. And, you know, we're gonna do the best we can to keep up with that pace.
When is the cutoff for you think what Manning has to go with what he has? Is it about 5 seconds left, you know, at about that point where you guys are able to lock in on what he's doing?
Well, there's certainly a point in time where we feel like, you know, he's into the play. But we'll get a feel for how far he's taking that thing down as the game goes along.
So you're not going to give it to us now?
Absolutely not.
You're not going to give us a range?
Absolutely not.
What did you see from the receiver you brought in? He's got a really big body.
He's a big-bodied player, you know, runs pretty good routes. You know, obviously he's a guy that we wanted to bring in to take a look at and see exactly what we have. And he's a guy that can you know, help take some of the reps with DHB being out for a little bit.
We have time for one more question.
You're with Curry. How's he looking?
He was out here running around again today. you know, we still got some time with him. He's looking better. And, you know, whenever we hit that point in time where we got to make a decision, then I think we'll be ready to make the decision.
Hopeful?
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, everybody.